You know, that is a wake up to, you know, how just a sudden windstorm that nobody was expecting, and Powell could be out for hours. I mean, I had it out for almost 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, since our last meeting, I've talked quite a bit with Mike about what we all talked about. Our new shift bid starts April 1st, so people are moving around different shifts and jumping in. And once that gets smoothed out and guys are used to their new shifts, then we're going to start working on what I talked about. I mentioned to you guys where we're going to be collecting emergency contact information for all the businesses in West Lynn. And ultimately, the idea is all the businesses and all the business offices. So in talking with Mike, I mentioned, because he's kind of coordinating that, but I mentioned what we had talked about last time, where as part of that, we will also be giving information on emergency preparedness, and we're going to be getting a business email from everybody that we talk to, and we'll be developing a business email list. Now, when it comes to, like, next year, the police fair, and we're hoping maybe to come, you know, also have a booth on emergency preparedness, then we can get all that information out to all the businesses. We can send them flyers, ask them to, you know, could you please put this flyer up? We're going to, with every business we contact, we're going to give them one of our stickers for the police Twitter account and for the Facebook. And because anytime we get anything of consequence going on, we send information over Twitter, because social media is the way to go anymore. So we're going to be giving stickers and asking that they put those in places where their employees and patrons will see them. We're also going to give out stickers with the non-emergency number and information from us that basically says, look, when you think that you think maybe I should call the police, we want you to call. Here's the non-emergency number. So we're going to kind of work on that side of it. But this is going to give us a little bit of a vehicle for a lot of different things, but one of the very specific things that Mike and I have talked about is this whole emergency preparedness idea and being able to get out information to the businesses and have them help us when we want to get out information to the public by doing it through their customers.
Okay, the reason I left it at Shaky Grounds, I thought that might be a good one.
I do too.
It's got everything that anybody would need to know.
Yeah, and we, you know, some businesses are going to allow us to say, hey, what would you think about us putting a stack here for your customers? Some businesses will allow us to do that. But I just think once we get, you know, and we need to kind of formalize, as we're doing this, you know, maybe we need somebody or some way of people asking questions specifically about emergency preparedness, so that we can start answering them. Because if people start getting this information, they're going to have questions.
Right. Yeah, we need a blog, basically.
A blog that people can ask questions of.
But then, on the other hand, you've got the senior center, which is a really good place for people that don't blog.
Right, and there's a lot of elderly in this town that need that kind of information. Right. I'm actually scheduled, I won't be able to pick the date out of the top of my head, but I'm scheduled to go talk to the senior center in the next month or so about driving. There's some concern that, you know, like, I'm sure that my kids when they come and try to take my car away someday, I'm going to be like, God, no.
Yeah.
So they want some talk about that, about retesting and stuff like that. So I'm already scheduled to go there and talk, and I can get some of this information and get some response. It's not for about a month and a half, I think. I think we'll have one more meeting before. And if we don't, I'll talk to you guys first. But I'll get that formalized where I have some information to give to them about this.
I've talked to some of them, too. We're meeting with the Bolt Neighborhood Association. We've already gotten Robinwood going, and they're going pretty well at this point.
Good.
But for the vast majority, we're going to get some publicity out with the papers and stuff and put on a couple of workshops for people who are interested in conducting the meetings in your area. And so that's something we could do, and already the library said, yeah, let's have one there. Mm-hmm. This would be perfect for one, and the third one up at the senior center. So you're covering the three areas of Westland, and you're also given three different dates.
It's a great idea. The library's a great idea.
What we do is we do a dry run on the program and let people see what it is.
With the video and everything.
The whole thing.
And that's our biggest hang-up, is people just don't want to conduct the meetings. And so I started working on building a cadre, training a cadre of speakers to go do that, and I had six, and I just lost three to sudden divorces. They're gone. So
it's always going to be a challenge because people want to bury their head in the sand. I mean, that's the challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I can help you speaking if that would help. And I've been married a long time. I don't see a
So that's enough for me. That's where we're at. We're definitely on board, and we're starting to develop vehicles. The only one more thing I'll mention is, and this wasn't my idea, it came from a captain in Sherwood. They do a deal there where they send two officers out into neighborhoods, two officer teams, and they literally go out and do like a survey. And they have a tablet, and they do a survey. Hey, you know, how are we doing? Is there anything else we can do? Is there any problems in your area we're unaware of? They kind of they do sort of a survey deal. And I really like that idea, but I like that idea with the caveat that we are also offering some information, and this is the perfect way to go door to door, literally, in uniform, so you have some credibility, and say, this is a concern of ours, you know, this is the group that's doing this, and have some information to hand out. So that's, I'm not going to start that right tomorrow. I want to really get going on this emergency information from all the businesses. But that's another thing that I think we have the ability to contact. In this town, we have the time to go out and contact neighborhoods. Pick a neighborhood, give these two guys that work together 2 days a week and say, hey, one day a week, I want you two guys going door to door up and down a block. I want you two guys, or sergeants would be doing this, but I want you two guys are responsible for keeping track of which doors you knock on. And in the next 2 months, I want this neighborhood area done. I want every door knocked on. If nobody answers, information gets left. So that's another vehicle that we have. Yes, ma'am.
Just one thing that I know it seems crazy. I'm not being sarcastic or anything, really. I'm not. If the guys you choose, make sure that they have a smile on their faces when they open the door. I don't want anybody having a heart attack thinking somebody's died in their next
No, I've been the deliverer of that kind of news. And it is imperative. And it would be, summertime is best because it's daylight. We really don't want them knocking on the door when it's dark.
Right.
Afternoon starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So those would be the guys that would be doing the bulk of this. We'd have, because people are home at 5 or 6, 7 at night, and it's daylight in the summer as opposed to night. But no, I agree with you. When you said that, John Persons was a young kid that was killed in Arizona. Fighting fires, one of the hot shots that was killed, lives here. His parents live here in town, and Chuck and I went and delivered the I've done it a bunch, but this one was particularly horrible. Mm-hmm. So, that's a good point.
You talked about being recognizable with the uniforms. At one point, the people on the advisory committee were given these cards like this. Now, I'm going around trying to get donations from businesses and, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And it's no longer the police advisory committee. It would be nice if we could get some cards made up just for the members here so we could do some of that. That's part of it. And the other is through the city of Westland, we have a 501 tax break.
Yes, I've talked to Richard Seals, the financial guy, about that. I mean, we can accept donations, and they do have the paperwork for being able to. Now, I know that the vehicle exists. What I don't know is, do you need to set up a separate account within the Westland financial, deal?
Well,
but yes, we do have the ability to do that.
Okay, because I've already got a deal with Ace Hardware that we can buy supplies at their cost up to $500 worth of savings. That's a lot.
Wow.
But their manager called me and he says, it's all set except we need a 501c3 or its equivalent.
It's equivalent. I've talked to Richard Seals about it. we do have the ability to do it, and we do have the IRS paperwork that we can give to people in that regard, because we're a, I don't remember all the terms he used. I have the emails, but I'll I can work on that a little bit more.
If it's too difficult, because I've got a 501c3 that's set up for research and education. It's mostly aimed at sport fishing, but the education part is broad, and I've used it for other things for ODFW. And
it'd be better to have something in the city.
If it's coming from the city and it's being supported by the city, which I guarantee, from the police standpoint, it's going to be supported.
Right.
It's just, people don't like to think about the possibility of bad stuff happening. And I get that, because I've been in this business for a long time. But that's the business we're in, is possibility thinkers. And if we can get citizens in the city a little more organized in this regard, and then we do have a really bad thing happen, if people just had 10 gallons per person of water in their garage, it would make a huge difference down the road in a big event.
Everybody's got that. They just don't know what's sitting there in the hot water.
You're right. Yeah.
And that's what Mapper Neighborhood does.
That's what we do.
Make them aware of the things that they've got.
They've already
just
got.
Save it before it drains out.
Yeah.
So just a couple of things. First of all, I absolutely agree with the card, because people don't like to answer the door to people they don't know. I'm with this. Well, who do you, I mean,
Well, we get the calls all the time.
Yeah,
and people hate that kind of solicitation.
Yeah, well, they're knocking on the door. They don't know who it is. I'm very distrustful of the doors.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a good idea, something maybe with the city thing on it to say.
I'm wondering if, like the cards we get now, if we could make those up without the, they don't all have to have the same entrances and all that kind of stuff.
Just an ID card?
Yeah, an ID card.
Yeah.
I think it would be smart.
Nice to have something to wear around your neck.
Yeah, just like this.
Yeah. We just have to make sure that it's not misused. I need to mention that nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like the high school games or anything like that.
So what are we calling this now if we're not calling it?
It's a public safety. It used to be called the police.
Okay. Police, and now it's public safety. Okay, gotcha.
And the other thing is that, when the power went out yesterday, I was better prepared than my husband, I have to say. Because I knew where, and it was a power outage, so I was safe to use candles, but I knew where all my candles were. They were all in one place. I was able to pull them all out and put them around and get everything ready. But half of his batteries and his flashlights were dying of it. So had it been dark, we'd have had a job finding them. So it's things like making sure your batteries are good, making sure you've got a back supply of batteries and flashlights and things like this.
Well, that book that we're talking about, on shaking ground.
Yeah.
Talks about, I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah.
It addresses all those kinds of
It's really pretty good. I was kind of impressed. I mean, especially coming from the state, you wouldn't think that they were able to pull that together, but it was not bad.
Exactly.
Well,
so that
they didn't.
Yeah.
They got it from somewhere else.
Yeah, they definitely got it.
But luckily for somebody who knew what they were doing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good, and it's done in a way where it's not just trying to scare you. It's just providing good information.
As far as handouts are concerned, like talk door to door, we can develop that. Well, we've got some of this.
Yeah.
Again, I gave you a couple of copies that FAQs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the intro on that thing.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
The only problem is that when they get that, they'll look at that and they can become a self-contained response for their own needs, but the problem is there's nobody else around to help them unless they pre-organize that and they know what to do.
Right.
So that plus the Map Your Neighborhood, the two of those have made the perfect blend at the meetings I've conducted.
Well, what I definitely want to do first is get the emergency information coming in.
Yeah.
But when we get to June or maybe July, that would be a good time, light-wise, to have, because day shift's going to do a lot of the bulk of the business stuff. Afternoons could then start doing some of this door-to-door stuff. We could pick some people. I think we can do both at the same time. I just don't want to start both at the same time.
Well, meanwhile, while you're doing that, we can separately take those on shaky ground pamphlets out and get them in stores. The doctor's office said to me, "Oh, that's great. We'll bring a whole bunch of them so people can take them." But what we need that we had for one batch is stickers saying you can get more information.
Contact.
contact, and now we have the contact through.
Well, we need also, I really like your idea of a blog.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run. I didn't even have time to get in uniform today. So, I mean, I know I'm not going to run the blog. If you guys wanted to team up and run a blog, I think that would be awesome. And if our paperwork referred so that people would know where to go, just for something to read and for people that had questions.
Yeah.
So that's just something for you guys to think about. I think that would be very useful. I just know that I don't have anybody here that's going to have the time to do justice to something.
No, I understand that. But if enough of us on this committee, and we need to round out the committee more, we've got one more space. Actually, two, if one of our members hasn't shown up to very many meetings. And we've got one volunteer, but we have to have a mayor before we can appoint anybody.
I'd like to get, and no disrespect to any of us, because I'm including myself in this, I'd like to get somebody younger that was very social media aware.
This young lady is
good.
Like that.
Okay,
she's good. A real go-getter, and she's...
I didn't mean to say anything about elderly.
No,
I'm including myself.
I'm great on email. No, I start talking about way good. Setting up logs and
first live.
I've gone as far as I'm going to go.
I know.
Can I ask you, the On Shaky Ground, does that have a checklist of people who need
it? It has everything in it.
Great.
Yeah. I've got a couple thousand.
It's a state document, but it is awesome.
I mean,
but we can include we need to include information on that or along with that that's local. You know, we need to. Oh. I can go.
No, actually, Mike, I'll be right back. I got enough downstairs for everybody.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Great.
Chuck Bowman wanted me to tell everybody hi.
How's he doing?
That guy, I tell you,
his attitude is just incredible.
Went to his house yesterday, and he's a true inspiration. So
yeah.
He's
good.
Is he up and about at all?
He was sitting in a chair.
I talked to him last Sunday or Sunday before.
Yeah, and he's you know. Me and another friend, Greg, went over and saw him. And
Brian?
Yes.
Good.
And we sat there for about an hour, and he was getting kind of tired after that. But he's bound and determined. He said he's only going to be out for a couple weeks, and then he'll be up and around. So
I don't know what happened to him.
Prostate.
We got prostate cancer. And I said, I go, how much do you want me to share or not share? Because Greg wasn't going to ask any questions. Mm-hmm. And apparently they go in and... do that. I'm not sure if I'm getting the term I was there. Basically freeze the cancer, basically.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
There's a lot of different ways of doing it.
I
had cancer.
He's got a catheter right now and stuff, and that's going to be for a couple weeks. That's what's kind of, you know, kind of slowing him up.
Should be 2 weeks. It should be.
I was telling the way to
I wore one for weeks. They're fun.
I don't know, yeah.
Have
a thing
strapped to your leg.
Okay, I'm starting to feel that Greg did when we were talking about it. I get what Greg was talking about now.
Okay, we're done with that.
Anyway, so his spirit's strong, and
good.
he was the one that kind of sought me out to get involved, and I've had my own stuff going on and get out of the house a little bit.
You've met everybody, right?
Yeah, I think everybody except just yours. I'm Bob.
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
So you said we have one vacancy.
Yeah.
Is the other one gonna stay on the committee?
He's come to only a few of the last 10 meetings. So, according to what we had as regulations, what was the police advisory committee, if they missed 3 meetings in a row, they were out unless they had good medical reasons.
Well, maybe somebody needs to contact him and see if he's still interested in just assuming that.
Because that is still on the requirements for the advisory boards generally.
I'll call him
and see.
If you call him and ask, it's a volunteer thing, we understand. If he's too busy, fine.
But
let's find out so we can get somebody that's committed.
He never really participated in any of the activities that we've
I think you ought to just, it's not my deal, but I think you guys ought to just kick him out and let's get somebody in here that's interested. Because
sound like a policeman.
Huh?
So you sound like a policeman.
Sorry. Well, 32 years, I guess I should.
At least inquire as to what his intentions are.
Yes, the way I do it.
Yeah.
Kimberly Steele is the person who has wanted to be on this committee, and she's a real vibrant person, hell of a lot younger than
an many of us?
Several of us.
She needs to make an application to the city.
Right, yeah, yeah, because it has to be approved by you guys. Because
you turned yours in.
It would work for the mayor right now, so.
Well, no, the council.
The council can approve it.
Yeah, no, things are not coming to a screaming halt because we have.
Yeah, but definitely have her do the application. Let's get that part going, because if it's somebody you know and you already think would do a good job, let's get, because the next step for us is to, for, on our side, is to get going on these, collecting this information from businesses. And the one final piece that's coming in, it's not involving you guys, but we're starting this new region. It's called Region. It's a report writing system, and it's also a searchable database. What we're going to do is we're going to take the information in from the businesses, and we're actually going to enter that information into Region. And so what that does is it creates, I mean, the information as far as here's emergency contact phone numbers for this business and names. It creates an entity in Region, and now not only is that searchable by us here in the city, it's searchable by any law enforcement agency of the 44 currently agencies in the Quad County area that are involved, that if they get, you know, some piece of a check or something from some business that, and they think, well, maybe this is stolen, they'll be able to look up and find it. So the other thing, it's kind of a side issue, but one of the things I want to see happen is once we get going on this, I'm going to talk to the lieutenants and captains and chief at Oregon City and Milwaukee at Lake Oswego and say, look, this is a project we're doing, and we're including this emergency contact information. I'd like to see other agencies do it, because it gives us the ability to, if I need to look up a business in Oregon City, it's already entered in the computer. But I also think it's a way to push the emergency preparedness a little broader than just us, if we could get other people to see the same benefit. So that's a little more down the road, bigger plan. But I want to see this go off well here, so that we have a model and we can say, this is what we're doing, this is why. Because we've got some really committed public servants in leadership around here. We really do. Oregon City is just tremendous. Can be. I mean, there's some really, you know, everybody's busy, but if you kind of give them an idea like this, I think they'll run with it, especially if we can already show some success. So that's a little bit further down the road. But just so
one thing, like bars and restaurants and syrup liquor and stuff, you want to be sure to tell them the positives of registering in this, because they're going to say,
Well, one of the big positives is OLCC will like it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
OLCC will appreciate it. And they'll, we don't have, we have one place in this town that gives us a little bit of heartache. The rest of them will jump on board for this, no problem. There, you know, we only have one place that has, in my 4-year experience here, has been a little bit of an OLCC problem. The rest of them are totally legit, so we're good there.
Yeah, and that one's pretty well known.
Almost gone now, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it is good.
Is there anything else on the non-circulated agenda?
I mean, I can show everybody where the Map Your Neighborhood stuff is.
Yeah, we've got all our Map Your Neighborhood stuff now in the building.
Yeah, it's in the
basement. No, it's in the records.
Break away and do that. On setting up dates for the workshops for here, library, and senior center, how much do you want me to coordinate with you guys in picking the date?
You don't have to coordinate with me at all. The only thing you have to do for this place is reserve the rooms. But as far as, I mean, I'll bend my schedule to do whatever you need me to do to help. I mean, if it's down the road, I get it on a calendar. I'm not worried about it. The library.
The library is eager. They keep asking me every time I go in and check out a book. When are you gonna do it?
I'm teaching a 2-hour class at the Tualatin Library. Just a thing I volunteered to do a couple times over the last few years on just a self-defense mindset. Just to public coming in. So the library is a great place for that information, because people that want it are coming in there to get it.
One of the things I would say at the library is talk to Doug Erickson. The busiest time in the library for people coming through, because people don't always turn up to meetings, but if you're there and in their room and you invite right. them in, a lot of them will do it while they're doing their library stop-offs.
Yeah, do a sign-up so people will sign up, but then do it during a busier time like after work. Like six
or weekend or something
yeah.
Yeah.
Like the workshop for this will take a good hour and a half.
Yeah, so if you have it out there, yeah. and then people can come in and pick up materials and listen without actually having been booked to it.
The one I'm doing tomorrow,
supplier, but they got moved, so I don't know where they went to. They were downstairs in the supply room, so I'll find them tomorrow.
Oh,
I have two boxes full of them.
Thank you, Grant. You've got them.
Yeah, I've got about probably 2,500 copies of that,
oh,
and
really?
Another 1,500 copies.
We've been looking all over for those.
Yeah. Yep.
I have
Did
one
you
of
guys take them?
Now he's still looking.
Well, you know where they need to be?
I have one on my desk.
Right there in the office with the other map.
I'll show you the map of your neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's all records.
And I've got the little green passports. Have you seen those?
What's that?
The disaster preparedness passports. They're just pocket sized, passport sized. They're a great booklet.
Haven't seen it.
It's basically take on shaky ground, condense it down to all the necessary essentials of what you need to know and where you need to go, and it's got it in there. I will find them all, and I'll make sure that they get to where they need to go.
Okay, just give me a call when you find them.
You got it.
I've got lots of places that, and do you know where the, where we got the little stickers that went on last time?
On what, shaky ground?
On shaky ground.
I printed those up.
Oh, you printed them up?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a nice guy.
I don't do that anymore.
Let's see if between now and maybe the next meeting we can get this gal that you've got to make application, if we can get that going.
Okay.
Because it would be great before we start doing the actual going into the neighborhoods if we had a blog to refer to. Because then it would generate, you know, we could say, and there's this blog that's available for information and asking questions.
And that might be part of the talent we're looking for the other position also. I don't mind doing some of it once the blog's set up, but
I don't know how to do that.
A blog is pretty easy once it's set up, but my wife is retired. And we're going to be down at our cabin a whole lot, you know, in between. Mm-hmm. And I can do some stuff from there, but, you know, I can't.
Yeah, well, we'll put on our shaky ground with just an info thing for if this would be something we should contact. Bingo, just on
right.
I think it was a 2x3 sticker that you could print up by the gajillion on Hangover.
Yeah. Well, I love
probably
the
something.
And we've got our email address now.
Okay.
It's taken a couple of years for this finally to gain momentum, but it's really kind of exciting when I talk to people. They're really, really eager to do something.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, if you pay attention, there's some scary stuff going on in the world. And one of the scary things is the power grid's exposure. One of my good friends is the head of security for PGE. And two other good friends are his guys that work directly for him. They're not uniform security. They run the security for all of PGE. And their biggest concern right now is terrorist stuff. And by terrorists, I don't mean any specific group. I just mean attacks on the power grid, both computer and physical.
Right.
Just shooting up an area that puts out a huge transformer section, and you have this huge brownout. You know, there's a lot to be concerned about that could end up impacting us.
And the state dams, too. The federal dam system is pretty well protected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the Sea Lion Task Force and had to practically be fingerprinted. Go through an X-ray machine just to get up to the observation area. I was on a task force that the state put together looking at the safety of the dams up the Willamette River.
Yeah.
And they're in bad shape. And we started looking at what's going to happen if we have a major earthquake. And we just got into it, and the governor pulled the plug.
Interesting.
When it started looking that bad, he just pulled the plug, and the task force was dissolved.
Yeah.
And that was Kitzhaber, his first time.
Bury your head in the sand. That's a
better be on high ground when you do it.
Yeah.
Well, if several of those dams break loose, there's going to be a tidal wave coming down that river that's going to be as big as you're going to get out, almost as big, you know, as a tsunami.
Jeez,
amazing. You look back in history, there used to be a Lynn City down there at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
That went away. Anyway,
Mike knows. He's went to Randy's office. He might be in Randy's office.
Oh, that's possible. Okay.
Okay, from my particular standpoint, this is the first time we've had this much backup from the police department.
I think we need Tualatin Valley, too. I don't know what happened to PSIS. So.
Well, whatever, but I'm talking about the actual...
We'll involve them as they want to be involved. Well, here's the deal. I mean, you guys know how it works. You got to have somebody that sees things the way you do that can actually make things happen. And that unless somebody fires me, I am in charge of patrol. So I get to say this is important. This is what we're going to be working on. And so you have that now because I see this as being just as important as you guys do. And it's more. I'm extremely idealistic about public service. And as far as I'm concerned, our job is to take care of the citizens of this city. And this is a way to do a couple things from a police standpoint. A lot of our contacts are negative just by nature. We arrest nice people who are in a domestic fight or driving drunk or their car got stolen or whatever it is. This gives us the ability to contact people for a positive reason. And so it's a win-win for the police. It's like the guys that find the open garage doors in the middle of the night and wake people up and say, hey, would you mind closing your garage? That's a positive experience.
It recently was.
Yeah, that's right. But, this gives us a project that gives us the ability to have positive contact with the public with no downside. So it's sort of selfish on my part of that. But I recognize that, I just had this job since October, so I just got started doing this. But things are going really well. We've got a bunch of good people. We've got a bunch of great attitudes. This is an easy thing to get guys to do. They want to get out of their car and talk to people. I won't get a pushback like I would if I went to a Portland roll call and said, hey, we're going to do this. You would have some people, not all, a lot of people would be all for it, but you'd have some people go, well, that's not police work.
Yeah.
Well, this absolutely is police work. This is preparing for some, exactly. Instead of being reactionary, like law enforcement agencies are, we're reactionary. This is preparatory. And we have the luxury to have the time to do some of this stuff. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's not going to take forever either. We're going to get started. And what's going to happen, my belief is, once we start knocking on the doors in one neighborhood, it's kind of like the DUI stuff. I'll share a real quick thing for you. We have an officer, Jim Abels, that was written up and is going to be awarded on April 23rd DUI Officer of the Year, statewide DUI Officer of the Year. He arrested 65 DUIs this last year, 2014. That's on top of doing his regular job as a night shift or afternoon officer. I ran into an attorney friend of mine, lives in West Linn, used to be a prosecutor in Multnomah County, and she said, what in the world is going on in West Linn? What are you guys doing? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, everybody I know knows somebody who's been arrested for DUI. Everybody knows do not drive drunk in West Linn. And I said, well, I guess we're doing our job then. And so, I just point that out to say that we've got guys that are hard workers and that want to do stuff. We just need to be able to give them direction. And I had I've gotten to influence some of these young guys into the idealism of public service. So I think we're going to get a lot of positiveness out of these guys. Once you give them some direction, they're going to be like, yep, that sounds like fun. They'll be out doing it. And they'll hear things about, well, there's this one guy that hangs out in this park at this time or that time. It'll give them some new stuff to do, too. So this is all good stuff. And I know you haven't had much support in the past in some regards. And, we can find ways to be really busy. But this is not a afterthought for me. This is preparing for what absolutely could happen. And I see a lot of value in it. So you do have a lot of support. I guess that's what I'm saying.
You reminded me of one thing. A couple of high school kids asked me to pass along the old Sally McLarty house where West A comes off Highway 43 as back in the bushes. Mm-hmm.
I was just there today.
The word is that the kids find that as a convenient place to shoot up, and we know what heroin is. So
there's bottles there and everything else. And that actually is a responsibility of the council, because as I understand it's a council property.
Yeah, it is.
So, well, I was only aware of that like a couple of days ago, and I am horrified that that is in the state that it's in and left. We are going to be meeting on surplus properties, and the sooner that gets bulldozed down and rid of, the better. It's a, I mean, it's a huge safety hazard. There's broken glass at the window, they can get into the house. Have you walked around there?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
If you go where A comes on a 43,
yeah.
You can't see the house. You go
it's
to the
end,
there's a little
it's
driveway
the overgrown
there.
One right there.
Yeah,
that,
right. You've got that little
I always thought that belonged
to
that house
the
right
end
there.
Of it, it's back in the bushes.
It's back in the bushes there. You go, be careful where you tread to, because there's a hole there anywhere that the creek comes out. So you go around there. And I'm trying to talk about a couple of
it's a
of
piece of city-owned property?
Yeah. Surplus property. It's been on the books for...
Sally,
it's not going to sell.
Chair of the Bolton Neighborhood Association couldn't pay her taxes, so she moved, and it went to the county, and I think the city bought it for a dollar or something like that.
So we need to make it, the city needs to make it not a hazard. Let's make sure all the guys know about it.
Now,
around the back where the windows are broken in, you can get in the side, the door's broken in. So I looked at, and there's beer bottles there. I looked at that and said, this is really trouble waiting to happen here.
Wow.
We'll treat it just the way we did the Joseph Fields house.
Okay, but there's two separate properties there, too. The property that the house is on, and then going up the hill, Sally still owns that piece of property going up the hill. And she said she's going to leave the city when she kicks the bucket, but that doesn't look like anytime soon.
We can't arrange that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't do that.
That's, I'm not asking.
She
must
be a relative of Alice's. Same genes.
Oh, man, you need to get the two of those together.
Okay, we got time to take a look.
We'll get ready for it. Yep, I'm going to show you.
I just mentioned one other group, though, because that is a great thing.
We need to go.
Okay, what do you got?
Just when we're talking about different groups to reach out to, and Mike knows this from being at the high school and stuff, leadership of the high school age kids and stuff, too, as well.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
if you're talking about spectrum
student,
merit.
Student body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the schools and or that is another.
Scout groups. Go
back anything like that, but especially you're fine with the student body.
You can show them where that stuff is. Right there.
Were you going to talk about the bucket, or were you going to do anything with that? What are you guys doing? We're good.
The list now.
Huh?
The list now for the bucket.
Well, I mean, is that...
Here, I'm just going to hand this out while he's doing that. This is an idea that I hatched probably 2 years ago. It couldn't get any traction, and want to run past this group. This is just kind of the two pieces of it. It's a plan to incorporate not only just this idea of a preparedness bucket, but also a social media aspect to it. The pamphlet, all the same looking color sheets there, that's part of like a preparedness notebook that we can put out via PDF that folks could go online, they could download, they can create their own notebook of information to keep all their important information in. And then the second part is just where this whole what's in your bucket idea came from. So,
and when I saw these buckets that had let's do it, I found a manager right away and started talking about it. Gave them the map your neighborhood information and stuff. And I was going to ask for 50 buckets, and after talking to me a while, I said, so, there's 100 buckets in there, and let me tell you, when you put 100 buckets and 100 lids in a Lexus, pretty damn proud. I was driving
awesome
like this, and I was hoping to hell we could put them here, because I didn't have any place to put them.
That's this time, just exactly.
So, is our next meeting?
I don't know whether it's worth approaching. I put together a first aid kit for my sons, things like that, and that's important to me. So, and I have one at home. They have little red containers like this, and they're free if you buy a couple of things. I wonder if we could do a deal with Walgreens and see if we got some stuff from them, whether they would
like that.
No, it's a little bag with a zipper on it, and
I've seen those too.
Yeah, and it was free if you bought a couple of two items or something.
At Walgreens?
Walgreens, yeah, over in.
Yeah, I think I think anything like that makes people more prepared than they used to be. So
let's get them out of here. And
sorry.
This is getting into the association. This is a really big deal.
Good.
Tentatively scheduled like for April 27th.
That's what I have, April 27th.
Oh, man.
Is that scary? I don't know.
Oh, it's been scaring me for years.
If we were going to talk about changing that.
You look at the homes that are perched in different places in Portland.
It's a nightmare scenario. Remember we were talking about
I'm glad I'm glad I'm not there anymore in that regard.
One second after. I won't know if Sean Money's about night, like tonight.
Okay.
They can't be put to next week. So
that'll scare you guys.
So usually it's not a conflict?
You know where I stand on this stuff. I told you guys last meeting I was at. So yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Unless they've got a lot of business on, that may be all right.
Do you have, how many times a month do you have?
Generally just one work session, one council meeting, unless there's a lot of business, and then they go for another work session or the council meeting.
Because it seems
like going to clean up that house? I mean, we'll go look at it. We'll get the guys on it.
Well, I have to, you know, I cannot believe that it's a hazard.
Right. It's just been forgotten. But is it Parks and Recreation? Is it, do we need to...
It's surplus property, so I don't know who has the responsibility. That's what I need to find out. So if you go a little, there's a little driveway in front of the house. So if you, as you turn into A Street from 43, there's a little driveway on the right. You drive to the very end of that. It's not that house there. You then walk across the grass. There is no driveway access to it at all.
Okay.
No motor vehicle access. You walk around the grass, tread over tree roots and broken down trees and everything else, and the house is there, and it's
so it needs to be posted, no trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to probably talk to a fire department, local fire department, about a training burn. We need to that's just, especially if the kids before summer, if the kids know about that.
Well, and it's so close to the high school.
They know about
it's
that.
The perfect lunchtime stop.
Yeah, and it's, you know, they can climb in those windows and the front door's broken down at the back.
You said the city council is working on those properties?
We're about to do city-owned property, and then somebody told me about it. The senior said somebody told me about it. So I went out to take a look at it, and my hair about stood on it
when I saw that.
Because, I mean, you know, being an emergency room nurse, I look at that and I say, oh, my God.
Well, yeah, and if the city owns it, it's a huge liability to the city.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We need to fix it.
I'm going to take it up. I haven't had time today. I've been in meetings all day today, but I'm going to take it up with Chris Jordan. Definitely, we have to make that safe.
Yeah.
And then we have a meeting to talk about surplus properties, and that has to be number one on the list. We have to get that house up. We have to just get rid of the property. Somebody could build on that, and it would be fine, but why we've been sitting on that for all that time is beyond me.
Sounds like a great opportunity for a learn and burn.
I know. I'll get a hold of TF. I'll have you show me. I'll go look at it, take some pictures. I'll get a hold of TVFNR and try
you'll
to.
Be shocked when you see it.
Yeah, I clearly. But I'll find out what the avenue is to go through that whole deal for getting a training burn. And so I'll try to find that out. So if you get to a point where we can do that, I don't know who's going to have to give approval. I'll try to find out who on the TVFNR side would, or Lake Oswego. I know some people at Lake Oswego too. They could come do it.
Yeah.
But I'll try to figure out a way to do that, because that's the best way to get rid of the house.
It's completely surrounded by trees.
That might be a problem.
Yeah, it, trust me, it's a problem. The creek goes through there, but it's completely surrounded by trees. You can't see the house. Until you start to approach it and trample over the grass on the driveway, you can't see the house.
Yeah, I might just need a cat in there then, I don't know.
Yeah, they can do a lot of different things with those learn burns. They can do an interior burn, and so it's all contained to the inside, but it gives them opportunity. That's this whole property down here where the Chevron station was, that used to be a house that they did a learn burn on, and it was completely surrounded by trees.
Take a look. That's certainly going to be an experience for burning with trees.
Yeah.
But it's, right. There's a tree cut chopped down there, there's branches all over the ground. I mean, it's
we'll take a field trip.
Yeah. Like we
are
need
we going
to
call it? Completed? Done?
Okay.
Thank you guys.
Nobody left. All right.